это уникальное место силы.
This unique place of power allows us to feel for the first time two bladders of perception, according to Juan Matus' terminology. This place of power fills both bladders, and they become very well perceivable and visible to the consciousness, like a swimming bladder of a fish. When the swimming bladder is not attached to the body, but is separate inside the body, the border goes at the level of the collarbone, the border that divides the cocoon into two bladders. Top three chakras are included in the, to the top bladder, two intellectual chakras, and the third, Vishuddha chakra, that evaluates aesthetical qualities of the environment. And for bottom chakras of the bottom bladder of perception, why of perception? Because we perceive from the top bladder the material world, that is Tanal, and from the bottom bladder non-material world, that is Nagval. The bottom bladder consists of two parts, the spiritual heart and the power block, the bottom Dantian. That is all that we have to experience here. This place has several points, like the one where I am standing now. So let's everyone to find such point and feel two bladders of perception, and then we will begin work on development of the bottom bladder. That's it. Since we get acquainted with the bladders of perception inside the cocoon, we immediately have to learn to clean them. But the problem is how to see the bladders of perception outside of that place of power. By the way, near that place of power there is a drain, and when there is water in this drain, this water has healing qualities. If one sprinkles it on the diseased part of the body, then if there are dark energies in this part, they move out of the body. This was proved in practice. So how we can see the cocoon at any place, at any time? Why this is important? Because the source of the disease, energetical source, can be located not only inside the body, but also inside the cocoon, energetical cocoon. Moreover, sometimes from the vampirical people, that is people who want something from others, who live in wanting emotions, those who have perverted love, love to oneself, who demand from others something, demand that others please me. Unfortunately, most of the people in our society live in this way, so from such vampirical person, sometimes energetical tentacles go to other people. And these energetical tentacles can cause disease in chakras, drain energies from chakras. So all such tentacles can be seen if one can see the cocoon. How to do it? One has to move with consciousness to the point behind the heels, at the distance about 40 or 50 centimeters at the ground behind the cocoon, and from that point it's very easy to see the cocoon is very well visible, and all pollution in the cocoon is very well visible, and any tentacle, if it's present, is also very well visible. So one can clean the cocoon with hands of consciousness. Everything that is not light has to be moved out of the cocoon, burnt out. I can say that this place is the most suitable, this is a place of power, is most suitable for such work. When we master this work, we can do the same in any environment. Let's try to do it.